T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And check out Brian's podcast, Baldy's Breakdowns, with him and Jason Lockenfora. They go in-depth on Week 6 in the NFL. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts, and we are honored to have on our show the best person breaking down tape in the world today, Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. How are you?
All right, Brian, do you believe that in this city where you once played football, the majority of the people do not care if the Eagles win this division?
Well, I think that's going to change, Angelo. I mean, I think, you know, if the Eagles win the next 3 games and they take care of the Giants on Thursday and the Cowboys and the Giants, and all of a sudden they got 4 wins, I think people, you know, they're 500. I think people will change their mind. I mean, the next month has a lot to do with, I think, people's view. After watching the Cowboys last night, watching the Giants and the Redskins try to lose that game over and over and over again to the point where, you know, Ron Rivera at the end just says, to hell with it. Let's go for 2. Let's try to win it. If we lose it, it's all right. You know, I mean, it's hard to watch right now, but it can change. It's a long season.
All right, Brian, I thought the break that you did of the final conversion attempt by the Eagles was fantastic. Can you tell me something? You could see with the alignment the play was doomed. Shouldn't Carson Wentz see that and call timeout?
Yes, he should. But the thing that's even more bizarre about the whole play, Angelo, is they had 4 two-point conversion attempts in the game. They were 2 for 2. All right, 2 for 4. Two of them were passes.
Right.
And they converted both of them. And then 2 were runs, and they didn't gain a yard. But the thing that is puzzling is the Ravens played the exact same defense on all 4 two-point tries. So they are forcing you to throw the football because they have stacked the box, and there's players that you just can't block. And so they have seen it for 3 previous two-point tries. They never changed their defense. It was a man defense, man-to-man to the wide receivers. And so to try and run some kind of option on the final one was just puffing all the way around. When you look at all 4 of them combined, that's why the Eagles scored on both pass attempts, because that's what they were forcing to do.
Wow. That makes it even tougher. Brian, I guess – let me go to the offensive line play as a whole. You're an offensive lineman. Other than Kelce, how would you assess the other people playing on the Eagles' offensive line on Sunday?
Well, I mean, look, Yamon Brown had some trouble, and there's no question. He's had trouble everywhere he's ever been. You know, whether it's the Rams or the Giants. I mean, he's a massive body, he has experience, and he is the body. He struggled. But, you know, Herbig and Driscoll and Malata, they're fine. I mean, I went back and watched all 25 sacks this year. They lead the league. They've been sacked the most. Like, you know, the first sack of the game is on Carson. I mean, just get the ball. Throw it to Ertz. He's wide open. You don't like him, throw it to Fulgham. He's open. I mean, just get the ball out of your hands. That's what it's designed to do. But I've got 8 of the 25 sacks strictly on the offensive line. There's all kinds of other things. The backs have been bad. The protection breakdowns. The plays have been screwy. Carson hasn't gotten the ball out of his hands. But they played all right. I'm not wondering how much experience any of them all have and how little they've played together. I mean, plenty of chances to win that football game. starting with the third play of the game when Hightower drops the ball 50 yards down the field. I mean, it wasn't just the offensive line play. I mean, they play all right up front.
All right, now, the other part, though, I mean, you played offensive line. I have never heard at one time there being seven different offensive linemen unavailable. Brian, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, they did. Didn't they just overhaul the entire training staff?
Yes.
And medical staff?
Yes, they did.
You know, they overhauled the whole thing. So, I don't know. I mean, we always have in the scouting business, there's an old saying that says, you know, fat players stay fat, dumb players stay dumb, and injured players stay injured.
Yeah.
Got a lot of injured players with injury histories on the team that I guess they're counting on. But, you know, I mean, you know, you look at some of the wide receivers and some of the offensive linemen, they got a tremendous injury history to them. But I don't know if there's one thing. I played on a team one year, Angelo, that we had eight guys break their legs, you know, eight broken
really?
Fibulas. I mean, you know, I mean, some years are just weird, but this is 2 years in a row for the Eagles to be as decimated as they are.
All right, Brian, listen, I'm really interested to get your thoughts on Folgum. Is he the real thing? Can you tell yet? Give me your assessment of what we're seeing from the wide receiver.
I don't see anything wrong with the guy. Nothing. I mean, the reason why he was a sixth-round pick is he ran a 4.58 40, which is slow for wide receivers, but he doesn't play slow.
Right.
He uses his body well. I haven't seen him drop a ball yet. I mean, the first down throwing the football went to him. I don't know why they waited 28 minutes to throw him the football.
There it is.
He's their best receiver, period. So I think he's the real deal. He tracks a deep ball. He forced a defensive pass interference or Marcus Peters at the end of the game there to get him 49 yards. You throw him the ball in the end zone, all he does is catch it. He seems to always be open. I can't find any weaknesses in what he's done so far.
Wow, that's exciting. All right, other side of the ball, Brian. I'm dying to get your breakdown of the performance so far this season of linebacker Nathan Gary. What are you seeing?
Well, he looks lost. I don't know where he's going. I mean, Lamar Jackson goes 37 yards up the middle. I don't know what would make him run out of the middle of the defense. It was like parting the Red Seas on the play. But, you know, I mean, he plays hard. He just doesn't have a great instinct to go find the football. And that's what linebackers are trained to do. Go find the ball and knock the hell out of somebody. I don't see that happen.
Something happened with Nathan Gary on Sunday that had not happened in any of the five previous games. He successfully defended a pass. Prior to that, Brian, 23 for 23. In your long experience in football, have you ever seen a number like that on a linebacker?
Well, that's not a good number to have, you know, associated with you. I mean, guys that can't find the football, their vision just isn't good. You know, you got to be able to see the whole game. You can't just be in a tunnel. So you got to have awareness. And that comes from, you know, some guys have it, some guys don't. I mean, they put Bradley out there on Sunday. They put Davion Taylor out there on Sunday. They played a 4-4 defense. I guess they're taking a look at some of these younger guys right now.
Yeah. All right, the questions are going to get harder now, Brian. Who has the best team in the NFC East?
I don't know. The Arizona Cardinals used to be in the NFC East. Can we still count them?
No. 38-10 over the Cowboys. You know.
I remember when Terry Metcalf was running the ball and all those guys were in Arizona.
No, that is not an option, Brian. You have to pick one of the four that are there now.
Well, the Giants are the only team that won this week, and they're awful, but I take the Giants. They won on a missed two-point try.
Wow.
It was like,
Brian.
I mean, the Eagles can be the best team. I mean, the schedule favors them right now, but I mean, I wouldn't count on them to play four good quarters of football, win games. I guess you can count on some of these guys that aren't playing to come back and get into a groove and help this team. So I think things are going to get better for the Eagles. I think they're still the best team. They have the most experience. They should win this division easily, even considering the record that they have right now.
And that leads to my last question. Is it worth winning? If you end up 6-9-1, is that worth winning?
Well, yeah. I mean, anything could happen in January. I mean, if you get hot at the right time, I mean, we've seen teams with a 7-9 record win a playoff game before. 6-9-1 is, I mean, it gets you to January. Everybody's going to be the last, you know, they'll be the laughing stock of the playoffs for sure. And all of the conversations about changing the playoff format and everything will come up and probably get a lot of traction. But if you go to, you're going to get a home playoff game if you win the division. And if you win a home playoff game, I mean, you're into the divisional round. You have to be taken serious at that point.
I have one last thing, Brian. And, I was reading your tweets yesterday, and I try on this show to pretend I'm macho. It's not working, but I keep trying. And you said on the last conversion, it would have been a good idea there for the Eagles to try a man beater. What is that?
Well, if you're playing man, if the defense is playing man-to-man,
right,
you have certain plays, like on the first two-point try that they got to Greg Ward, you know, to run a pick play. In the NFL, we call it a rub play, where, you know, or a bunch formation where you can get the man-to-man players to kind of run into each other and get a guy free. So a man beater is just a play designed to beat man-to-man defense. And everybody has them. It's in every playbook going all the way down to the high school level. They all have them. And so that would have been a good thing to try.
I wish you were a coach. Seriously, Brian, you really know what you're doing.
He went to Duke.
You went to Duke, Brian. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went to Duke, yeah.
You're extremely – Billy King, he said you're very bright.
Well, Billy, you know, Billy probably has, like, multiple degrees from Duke, you know.
You don't have any degrees.
I got my psychology degree. It hasn't really done me a whole lot of good. But I do have the paper on the wall.
Listen, Serge Baldy, wherever you find podcasts, yeah. The man's the best. Brian, thank you, pal.
All right, Angelo, you bet.
Brian Baldy with my phenomenal insights. Al, a man beater is when you basically pick a guy or you.
It's not a piece of clothing.
No, it is not. But I was thinking it's like a really macho. That doesn't mean it's that macho. I thought like you just power in. I thought you hand the ball to a fullback and he blasts in. But then I realized you don't have any fullbacks.
Yeah, I'm watching and I'm thinking Wentz is trying to get the ball back because he knows it's a mistake.
But
to give
where
it
was
here.
He going to go?
Now
he's got the ball. He was about to get muckled too.
Well, I think he could have, at least with him, I think he's got a chance.
I guess so.
But
it didn't sound like Scott did not want to give him the ball back.
Well, I don't know.
They both were looking at each other like, hey, we're both doomed here. Who would like to be tackled? Yeah. Which one?
Who wants to get hit?
It was not a good play at all.
Oh,
and we
so
believe
bad.
It will haunt the coach.
It was
coach.
The most disappointing
it
thing.
It was awful. They came back from 17-0. They're right there. And then we have a goofy double handoff and guys flying across. LJ Ford had to blow it up. We had a guy we gave away.
You think they're working on it this week? Today?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll need it because I think the Giants are horrible. And I believe that the last two – you want to look at it right. Eagles came close to beating the Steelers and the Ravens after beating the Niners. Say what you want. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors right now. And now they're playing a very weak opponent. Hello? This should be easy. I plan to go to bed by 10 o'clock. I think it'll be over by the half. On the line to supplement my commentary is my good friend Jason from the 3030. Hi, Jace.
Angelo, morning team. First, let me start off by saying something that was popular.
Yeah.
That we can't get anymore.
Right.
I believe it's Jolt.
Jolt Cola.
I lived on Jolt. Yeah.
You did. Oh, I think they updated it. Some of the newest stuff now is probably more popular.
I know. It was huge when I was in college.
Trunk full of
Jolt.
It, man.
Put down Jolt, Billy. Billy, you're a judge today. All right, Jason. It says on my screen you're not happy. What's going on?
I'm not happy. How can you be happy and be an Eagles fan right now? Angelo, we won one game. One game after 6 weeks. Come on.
I didn't say I was happy.
Tied a game.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
I never said I was.
I don't even know if we could beat the Giants on Thursday night.
All right,
the Giants are just as bad as we are.
No, this is what you get. I mean, this is where
you
are.
But Jason, I never said I was happy. In fact, the fans are saying they don't even care. You care. I can hear it in your voice.
I care, Ant.
Yep.
It's the only thing that Eagles fans have to look up to.
That's
and
right.
And then, you know, look forward to. Okay, Ant? And what do we get? Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. It's pathetic.
You seem very, very upset. I'm surprised. You sound more angry than you were yesterday, Jason. So what do you need to see Thursday? Help me out here. What do you want to see?
And I want to see four good quarters, okay? I want to see better coaching decisions.
Yeah.
And I want to see Carson Wentz do better, all right? If he can't find somebody, throw it away. All right. How many interceptions has he thrown this year?
Yeah, too many. You're right about that. I think it's like 10 now. All right, Jason, I think you did a lot of good here with this call today. Could you give me an Eagles cheer right now?
How can I give an Eagles cheer when there's nothing to cheer about?
Wow. Jason, thank you for the call, my friend. Stay on hold for Jolt.
Uh-huh.
Al, yeah. He's the leader of the...
Well, he put it in perspective. We had 6 weeks and they have one.
Do you realize I have been rejected for Eagle Cheers 3 out of 4 times I've asked. The only time we succeeded was when we used the attractiveness of Billy King.
And
Shirley couldn't say no because she's got a thing for him.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only thing. Right?
All
right, here's where we are. Billy, get ready with the list. I am lucky. Tab is being discontinued. It is. I couldn't believe it was still being
offered.
People
will go hoard it now.
It has a horrible metallic taste. Oh. It's brutal. Oh. All right? It's out. There's a lot of better, you know, non-calorie drinks than that. So we said, what products are still around or have left recently that were really bad? They were not good products. I can't believe everybody went drink. Do you know the stuff that's in cans in a supermarket? Some of that stuff is nasty.
And it's been there for a while.
And it's been there forever. And you go, who's eating it? Who's eating that stuff? Billy, where are we right now on our products we don't like?
Chicken sandwich at Burger King, Tang, Shasta, Circus Peanuts, Candy Corn, Jolt Cola.
All right, come on, guys. Let's get serious. I got great prizes today. 5 of them today. You could call this number and win one of them right now, 215-592-9495. I got Jeff, Derek, Bruce, and you. You're going to be on in this hour, if not sooner. All right, jump on now. When we return, we got a lot more to cover today. When we come back, Al, I got to talk about Bryce Harper. Because, Al, Bryce Harper is stepping over the line. Bryce Harper wants to be considered to replace Matt Klentak as GM.
He's going to dress in that office, not the locker room.
Yeah. I like Bryce Harper. He's going too far. WIP Sports Hub 816.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.